This morning in Cairo, demonstrators continue to confront government troops and police in Tahrir Square. The demands for speeded up reform have been heated. There have been offers from the military, but so far the demonstrators are staying put. The Egyptian people are watching this standoff, and not just on television. A profile now from our partner, the BBC, and friend, reporter Hugh Sykes, on who is not protesting in Tahrir Square.
Half an hour's walk from Tahrir Square on the big island in the middle of the River Nile. This is Zamalek, a world away. Middle class, lots of comfortable houses and flats and expensive shops, and very different opinions about Tahrir Square from many people on this side of the river. Stuck in a traffic jam, businessman Ahmed Yusuf was happy to have a word with me.
Can I ask you a question? I'm from BBC.
Yes.
And I'm hearing everybody saying that the protest in Tahrir Square is good. Are the protests good or not?
For me, it is not good.
Why not?
We have to be quiet to make the election and parliamentary. The people have to be quiet. We have to wait.
So it's bad timing for protests?
Yes.
Do you think that Field Marshal Tantawi should resign?
No, because if he resigns, who will be in to save the country? Who will be in on his place?
You think he's a good man?
For this time, yes.
But was Mubarak a good man?
Mubarak? No.
And down a side street here in Zamalek, I've come to see a silverware dealer, Essam Mustafa, who I first met in February, when he told me he was very unhappy about the changes then.
I remember you.
That's really nice. Last time we met, you said that it was not good that Mubarak had left.
Yeah, until now I say that.
And what do you think about the protests now and the demands that Field Marshal Tantawi should resign?
Tantawi should resign now? No. But who will control the country if Tantawi give up? Who will control the country? I am with Tantawi now.
Is Tahrir Square Egypt or not?
No. Tahrir Square is not all Egypt. I want to change, but I want to be in a peace. I want Egypt always was peaceful country.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.